Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1172, Fitness Guide to Parkinson's Law, How to Lose Fat Faster, Part 1, by Eric Bock of BockPerformance.com. And I'm your narrator, Dr. Neil. Happy Monday and welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook. Now, today's post is a bit longer than what I typically narrate, so I'll read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. But for now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Fitness Guide to Parkinson's Law, How to Lose Fat Faster, Part 1, by Eric Bock of BockPerformance.com. Flashback to 2014. My days all started the same. Up at 4 a.m., a cup of black coffee, and heading to the gym. Then, in a caffeine-infused blitzkrieg, the day was on. Clients from 5 a.m. to 6 or 7 p.m., with a few one-hour breaks. These one-hour breaks were a godsend. Besides getting off my feet, they were long enough to do meaningful work, but short enough to create a sense of urgency. Bock Performance was a baby at the time, a spot for me to explore my brain and write about fitness to help my clients, friends, and family. But despite a lack of time, I made big moves. Fast forward to today, Bock Performance is my full-time job. Rather than 5 or 6 days and 50 clients, I hold a limited clientele with 3 to 4 days and 25 to 30 sessions per week. My schedule is self-determined, and more or less, I do what I want every day. But that also leaves me more time than I'm used to. There are no extraneous demands on my time, so common sense would say I would get exponentially more work done, right? Nope. Logically, that makes sense, but we live in an illogical world. If everything worked as it seemed, we'd lose stubborn belly fat on the Twinkie diet, as long as calories were in check. By following progressive overload and adding 5 pounds on the bench press, we'd go from a 0-pound bench to a 520-pound bench in 2 years. That isn't always the case. Until 6 months ago, I had all the time in the world. I didn't have as many client deadlines and let time slip through my fingers. Instead of spending my time writing programs, I was geeking out to bro science videos or reading every article about the Green Bay Packers on Bleacher Report or hashtagging my face off on Instagram. Then, the question hit me like a cold slap in the face. Why wasn't I hitting my goals? It wasn't having too much time. It was a lack of urgency with the limited time I did have. I'd fallen prey to Parkinson's Law. Coined by famous Brit Cyril Northcott Parkinson, Parkinson's Law sits at the forefront of productivity hacking and is the focus of Parkinson's book, Parkinson's Law: The Pursuit of Progress. Here's what Parkinson's Law states. Quote, work expands to fill the time available for its completion. End quote. Parkinson's Law means that if you give yourself 6 weeks to tackle a project that you can handle in 1 week, procrastination seeps in, the task gets complex, and you'll freak out until it's done. The same meaningless, productivity-zapping stress happens with fitness, in particular, fat loss around the new year. Tell me if these proclamations sound familiar. This year, I'm going to lose 20 pounds and look awesome in my swimsuit. Reality? You can do this in 2 or 3 months. Or how about this one? This year, I'm going to work out consistently. The reality? This year is a long time. Focus on working out consistently this week, then each of the following weeks. By assigning the right amount of time and focus to a goal, you'll decrease stress and the complexity of said goal, increasing your chance of success. I've seen Parkinson's Law crush the fitness goals of hundreds of people, all under the pretense that there's always tomorrow. There's not. We're guaranteed nothing, and time is a finite resource. It's time to have a sense of urgency, working smarter and faster, rather than longer and harder. Here are the action steps you need to accomplish your fitness goals in less time. Set tight deadlines. Deadlines set by teachers, clients, or bosses have an immediate sense of urgency. Still, it's a new ballgame when deadlines are self-imposed. We struggle to attach the same focus and intensity on self-imposed deadlines. This is what cripples most people from the start. They aren't aggressive enough on their game plan. So try this. Designate time to your goal. 3 months to lose 10 pounds of body fat. Then cut it in half. 6 weeks to lose 10 pounds of body fat. Quote, goals are often something to aim for rather than always achieve. Bruce Lee. An aggressive deadline forces aggressive action, which is precisely what you need. Channel your competitive streak and apply it to fitness. If you're a gamer, pretend you're on a time-sensitive mission. If you're an athlete, pretend it's 6 weeks until the season starts, and your roster spot and workout bonus, there's a reason for these, depend on it. By attaching a sense of urgency and competition to your goal, you're setting the table for high-quality action and rapid progress. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled Fitness Guide to Parkinson's Law, How to Lose Fat Faster by Eric Bock of BockPerformance.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. As you take Eric's word to heart, I would like to add something that I think Eric would agree with. When it comes to helping you reach these goals and adding some of that intensity to help achieve them, write them down. Put these goals you've set on paper. You can type them up too, but researchers are discovering that the brain responds differently when we write things down on paper. Writing forms different connections in the brain. These same connections don't seem to happen when we, say, type out our goals. Researchers have found that simply writing down our goals makes it much more likely that we will ultimately achieve them. If we want to make this practice even more powerful, we can write down our goals and keep track of our progress by writing down our progress. Keeping track of our progress has the added bonus of providing us with that extra motivation on those days when working out or cooking a meal at home feels like a chore. We can just open up our progress notebook and see how far we've come. More often than not, that alone will get us back into the frame of mind we need to squeeze in another workout or cook that nutritious meal for dinner. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. I'll be back here tomorrow to finish up this post, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.